Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Dave Juve. I'm a senior vice president with the Business and Industry Association. And Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence and the indulgence of the committee, I'd also like to speak to both bills if that would be acceptable.
No opposition. Please proceed.
Thank you. First of all, dealing with the extension of the interest in dividends tax to distributions from LLCs and partnerships, the BIA has come out publicly asking for that to be repealed. We think that really is the only method at this point to settle the intense confusion and angst associated with the passage of that tax in the budget last year. Frankly, we think there are various methods for achieving that. There are several bills in the House. There's Senator Bradley's bill, and as Chris Williams noted, there is going to be another legislation coming available in the near future. So we will be supportive of those efforts. In relation to the reasonable comp issue, obviously that is interconnected with this, but it is also separate. And this is an issue that the BIA has been working on in cooperation with the Department of Revenue Administration for some time, trying to provide clarity and fairness to business owners on this critical issue. Again, I think Senator Bradley's bill being discussed today is one approach. There's House Bill 1607 is another approach. And again, Senator D'Alessandro's bill takes a third approach. And we are supportive of those in concept. Unlike Representative Hess, who I respect a great deal, I would not suggest that any bill is perfect and should not be changed even one word at this point. I think the legislative process is a good one, and that's why we go through this process to improve legislation as it makes its way through the system. So I'd be happy to address any questions you may have.